This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Is this the Central Division Disco? Costa, how'd the division disco work out for you last time? First of all, no one has invoked disco this morning. I just pointed out a rather obvious observation. The AL Central race is over. You're up 11 and a half games. No one else in the division has a winning record or a positive run differential. If this team is even kind of real, they're winning this division. And I think they're more than real. They don't go on long losing streaks. Longest is three all season. They just keep rattling off series wins. And if they're adding anything at the deadline, yeah, they're going to win this division. Now, I'm not making proclamations about World Series. No, I'm not telling you the Guardians couldn't get them in the postseason again. But the idea that Cleveland, 11 and a half games back, with one of the worst offenses in baseball, is going to win this division, save me the story of last year's Tigers. They got in. They didn't win the division. This is about winning the division. That's all I said. And I think it's rather obvious. It's not bold. I don't want to be patted on the back for it. Tigers are winning this division. We've been saying it all season. Now that we say it a little louder or a little differently, suddenly everyone's scurrying away?
No one's scurrying away. No one's just ready to say. Everyone is admitting, yes, they have a very comfortable lead. It feels and looks more likely that they're going to win the division than not. I don't know that there's anybody right now. And maybe it's, hey, maybe it's the soft take, the bad take is, well, we need to see some more games. We need to see if everybody stays healthy. If they stay healthy and they add at the deadline, I don't think any of these teams in division are even going to come close.
But even if they don't stay healthy, we've watched them survive multiple center field injuries and multiple starting pitcher injuries, and their starting catcher got injured. And
yes, by the time the All-Star break comes and goes and the trade deadline comes and goes, you could have Reese Olson back. You could have Casey Mize, Flaherty, and Scooble all pitching at a high level.
Texters, and this is a great point on the ticket text. The Astros and the Rays are our biggest competition. You can throw the Yankees in too. We aren't really operating in the AL Central anymore. We're fighting for the one and the two seeds, which come with buys. That's our new division now, is fighting to be the one or the two seed in the American League, fighting with the Yankees, Astros, and Rays. We're not really looking at the Guardians, Twins, and Royals, other than when they're on the schedule and you're playing them. It's really about chasing the one and the two seed now, not about the division. We've graduated. Let's get to the phones. Joe and Grosseal, you're on 97.1.
Hey, Jim, your buddies there are just being sports talk radio obstinate. It is not breaking news to say the Tigers are going to win the division. As a matter of fact, the odds that they won't win the division right now at this time are about as long as they were last year at this time that they'd even make the playoffs. They have four or five guys having much better years. They're going to win the division. You guys got to give up the ghost. And, yeah, talk about the playoffs at some point, but they're going to win the doggone division. Give it up, fellas.
All right, Joe, I never said that they weren't going to win the division. I'm just not ready to guarantee it and call it good. And you just use the numbers that you should that make you a little bit wary. And I know it was a historic run, but they were able to overcome the odds last year. But this year they can't possibly lose to the odds?
I don't think so. They're a better ball club than they were a year ago.
I agree with that.
They've shown that by their play over the last 7 months.
Thank you, Joe. Ticket Texter says Tigers are long gone. They'll win it by 8 to 11 games. Easy stuff.
Well, I think, I mean, okay, here's where you're probably going to say, oh, gotcha. They have an 11.5 game lead right now over the Guardians. And I don't think the Guardians just simply, you know, throw in the towel, nor do the Twins or the Royals. But if they've been this good to this point, wouldn't you think that they win this division by 15, 16 games?
Sure.
I mean, that would seem to be what the guarantee would entail.
I mean, they're in a great position to do it.
The guarantee merely states that when the 162 games is complete,
they will be the best in the AL Central.
Yes.
Okay, there is some pushback. Pump the brakes, cookies. This is like calling the NFC title game when you're up 17 at halftime. How did that work out? Roy in Clarkston. Ticket Texter says, on this date, Minnesota was 11 games back of the Tigers in 2006 and won the division by a game. Still too early. Okay, then when is it no longer too early? We're past the halfway point. July starts tomorrow. When is it no longer too early? Is it September? Is it deadline? You tell me. 248-539-9797. The more I listen, the more I'm convinced that Costa graduated from the Rieger School of Trolling, magna cum laude.
You got that diploma?
Yeah, it's hanging on the wall.
Hanging on the wall.
Guys, this is not trolling. This is like the most obvious thing. They're minus 3,500 to win the division, and radio host comes on and goes, they're winning the division? That's trolling the audience? I think we just move on and go, hey, we all agree. We'll talk about John's food conversation.
I agree that I do believe that they're going to win the division. I've always said, even if they don't edit the deadline, it's not about the division. It's about can they win the World Series? I'm just not ready to say, you know what? Let's not play the rest of the schedule. It's all done.
Costa, put your disco ball away. Is he saying division disco? What else we got?
It kind of feels like it, but...
Texter says, this team is fake smoke and mirrors. I'd trade Scoobal at the deadline because I don't want another Scherzer situation. All right.
Well, I'm not going there.
All right, we're going too far down the rabbit hole. Omar in Clinton Township, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, cookies. You know what? I mean, no disrespect, but you know what kind of remind me with you is that it's like the kids when mom putting the cake in the oven and they wondering if it's done yet or if they're on a trip to a vacation and asking, are we there yet? You got to remember last year when Baltimore and Kansas City were both leading the divisions and then soon after the All-Star break, that's when the bottom fell out. Now, that's not to say that I believe the Tigers are going to do that, but I want to see what Scott Harris is going to do at the trade deadline to define that we got this all wrapped up. Right now, I think it's still too early to make that determination because, you know, it's still half the season, but it's still got almost 80 more games to go. So
to you, end of July, we'll see what they add. You'll see a couple weeks out of the All-Star break to see if they got their sea legs under them. And then you'd be comfortable.
Yeah, because you also got to think about this, too. That, you know, July is one of the hottest months of the year. Fatigue is going to set in. You're going to have, you know, like what happened with Carpenter yesterday. He's been having hamstring issues. They're playing every day. So I'm quite sure John can attest to that, too, that he is going to play a factor in these guys' health. So, you know, who's going to get time off? Who's going to be able to sustain, you know, to keep going or whatever? So, it's still too early to make that determination, but I like your motivation. You know, you guys keep doing what you're doing. I appreciate listening to you.
Hey, thanks, Omar.
Thanks, Omar. Even if they don't edit the deadline,
they're still winning this division.
I still feel like they're going to win the division. I'm just not ready to say I guarantee it.
You just don't like that there's a magic number of 68. That number needs to get cut in half.
Okay, so there is no world. Let me present some numbers here. Yeah. Where the Tigers finish 92-70, that would be 39-38 finish.
Sure.
And the Guardians finish 53-27 and win 93 games. That's two out of three. That's there are teams that have played half a season at a 667 clip. It's not unreasonable. Probably far fetched. I know you're playing. The odds are the reason. Or they're the odds for a reason.
Yeah.
Okay. You're most likely right. I just think there's.
So I want to just play that back for you people. The Tigers have to go 500, and Cleveland has to be 30 over 500.
It shows you just about how right you're going to be.
Right.
However, it has been done before in this game. It's June 30th.
It'll be July 1st tomorrow. John. Uh-oh.
That makes all the difference in the world.
I don't know what he's going to do tomorrow.
I know. Yeah, stay tuned. What's he going to guarantee tomorrow?
Okay, we are going to get into the Beasley stuff later this hour. We need to talk about the Red Wing weekend. They had a goalie. Still a lot of work to be done. John, in the midst of all of this, you were a food guy at heart. What did you find?
I am, and my wife sent me this, and she knows how much I hate this food, and this is a new form of it, and it just absolutely disgusts me. And it is sliced mayonnaise. And I...
Like cheese?
Yeah, it looks like American cheese. It's a slice of American cheese, except it's a slice of mayonnaise. Duke's Mayo has sliced mayo. And this seems to me to be absolutely disgusting. First of all, mayonnaise to me is disgusting. Second, how do they make it solid? Like, what are they adding to this to make it solid? Just add a little plastic? Like, I don't know. There's just something about taking a food that is in liquid form and is weird to me to begin with, is disgusting to me to begin with, and then making it a complete different... To make it from liquid to solid.
Heather, did you see... He sent a video of it, and someone, like, opens their cheese drawer, and it's,
I'm
like, next to the Kraft singles...
I don't know if this is the same video you sent, but I'm watching it, and she makes like a mayonnaise sandwich, or he does, with tomatoes and it looks like Kraft Singles.
Yeah.
But it's not.
It's mayonnaise.
You it's real? This
sliced
is real?
Mayonnaise, yeah.
Repulsed by this.
It's gross.
It is.
It is. And so the question is, I think that, first of all, mayonnaise should not have been invented. I know there are people that like it, and if you like it, that's fine. Eat it your heart's desire. But then to take it one step further and make it slices, I just find that awful. What other foods or combination of foods should never have been invented?
248-539-9797. I bet if you like mayo, you might actually like this because it gives you even distribution on your sandwich.
So I do like mayonnaise. They call me Mr. Mayonnaise, not because I grew up in Livingston County. This seems unappealing to me.
Okay.
I'm not appealed by this.
So, John, what is a food beyond this that you're appalled by?
So, back in my plump days, I was a big fan of, I'm trying to think of the name of it, the Pop-Tarts.
Oh.
And
who doesn't love a Pop-Tart?
They're great.
Okay. I love Pop-Tart. I still would love a Pop-Tart right
Me
now.
Too.
Especially the cinnamon sugar ones with a little, you know, toasted, put
sure.
a little butter on it.
Oh, sure. Oh well.
Unbelievable.
Yes.
You can eat them straight out of the bag. They had one at one point that the concept seems like it would be good because I like both foods. I like Pop-Tarts and I like watermelon. They had a watermelon Pop-Tart and it was disgusting. It was repulsive.
It doesn't sound good.
Oh, it initially I thought, yeah, this sounds great, but no, it's terrible. That's one that shouldn't have been invented.
I would nominate black licorice.
I wrote that down too.
Oh, I beat you to it.
I wrote it down.
I love black licorice.
Oh, it's pungent.
A little molasses. Oh, man.
I wrote two things down, one being black licorice, the other being liverwurst. When I was a kid, my grandma used to make me eat for a snack liverwurst on saltine crackers, and I about died.
Oh, Did grandma not like you?
I don't. She apparently liked liverwurst, I guess.
Well, and this little 3-year old Heather Park must like it as well.
But that was like, she didn't make me eat it, but that was the snack I remember her providing me.
Oh.
We'll take your nominations. We have a weird Pop-Tart. We have sliced mayo. We have black licorice. We have liverwurst. We'll take your nominations. Abominations, food that never should have been invented. It's 97.1.
Hey, in sports, when you're sidelined by an injury, it's personal. And the same goes for life. That's where personal injury attorney David Femininio steps in. And trust me, after an accident, you need an attorney who is going to make it personal. And that someone is David Femininio. He says it. I say it. His slogan, get David, get paid. Well, it's not just a slogan to him. It's his promise to take care of you. So if you or somebody you know has been injured, you need to tell him to call David Femininio at 855-65-CRASH, or you can always go to his website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That number again, 855-65-CRASH, or on the web at getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Three nothing final. Tigers win. Sunday Night Baseball. Gary Carpenter goes yard. Riley Green goes yard. Yeah. Carp did leave with flare up with that hammy. But Skubal was dominant. 13 strikeouts, struck out 7 straight, 8 of the first 9. And the Tigers have an 11.5 game lead in the division. We were talking a little bit about that. But then, John, you had brought up this video you saw.
Yes.
Of sliced mayonnaise. Not, you know, mayo from a jar or, you know, the squirt top. Sliced like cheese.
Yeah.
That you'd add to your sandwich, which you thought was disgusting. So we asked people about foods that never should have been invented, yeah. Abominations, whatever. Mm-hmm. Let's get to Dave in Clinton Township. Dave, good morning.
Yeah, grapefruit. It's like tricky. It's like a fruit, looks like an orange, going to be tasty, but it's horrible. And then to make it tasty, you have to put sugar on it.
See, I disagree. I love grapefruit. Now, I would agree with you that it can't go in a fruit salad, like, as it would, it dominates the flavor, but by itself, it's kind of wonderful.
It is gross.
So John, you're a professional athlete. Your body was a temple. You did certain things to make it healthy, and you'll add sugar to fruit to make, if you have to add sugar to fruit to eat it, it's not good.
Well, yeah, but I didn't add sugar.
Okay.
He likes it as is.
Then you are a big tough guy because I can't eat that. That was horrible.
That's what makes someone tough, if they'll eat grapefruit without sugar.
Uh huh. That's the line.
So I've always been astonished that John doesn't like mayonnaise. Like, I would think you'd be a mayo guy. Like,
think fat people are all mayo people?
No, I don't think you're fat. And the fact that you don't like cold sandwiches, really.
I would have seen you as
that kind of person. I think the thing that you like that most people don't is blue cheese.
Oh,
it's disgusting.
Love blue cheese. When we were up at Shanty Creek, that last night that we were there, they had a mass-produced meat dish, which was a little overcooked. But over on the meat and cheese tray, they had crumbled blue cheese. So I added that to my meat, and it was wonderful.
You know that mold is part of the ingredients, right?
That's fine. Yeah. I mean, is it penicillin mold or whatever? It that's where it's derived from. So yes. Yeah, just feel like I'm.
That you would eat blue cheese though, but you wouldn't eat mayo. I don't know. I guess why all of our palates are different.
Yes, they are. Great.
Black licorice is a great call.
Mm-hmm.
I love black licorice too. I think we're just opposites in what we eat. Opposites. And I'll give you one that I think should never have been invented. And this is not like grapefruit. Okay, you grow grapefruit. I don't know that it was invented by human beings. But the impossible meats, the lineup of impossible meats. I'm fine. If you want to make turkey bacon, turkey strips, turkey jerky, whatever you want to call it, mm-hmm. fine. If you want to have a turkey burger, a chicken burger, that's all fine. It's your palate. But if something is conceived in a laboratory and then they pass it off as food, no thank you.
So you'd be fine with like the black bean burger because it is...
I don't have to eat it, but that
is not the abomination.
I have a child that loves a black bean burger.
Okay. Which
blows my mind.
How'd you come to grips with that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Dad, I got to tell you something. I like black bean burgers. I'm going to choose to be an evolved person on this.
Yeah.
Ticket texters, sauerkraut. Threw up as a kid. It came out of my nose and everything. I'll never eat it again, Steve.
Yeah. When you throw something up and it comes out the nostrils. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Potato salad, coleslaw, and blue cheese crumbles. Three worst foods ever created.
I love potato salad.
Potato salad, disgusting.
It's pretty gross.
Chicken salad, disgusting. I don't want cold potatoes. I don't want cold chicken.
Sitting in a goop of mayo.
Yeah.
I loved it when I was pregnant, and I haven't stopped.
Wow.
Yeah. I love potato salad.
I hate mayo, will not like sliced mayo, but I also don't like black licorice or candy corn. Yeah, candy corn.
Yeah,
talk about abomination.
Yeah.
Wax, eating candle wax. Whoever invented candy corn needs to be launched into space, Seth in Dearborn Heights. If you go to a Chinese buffet, they have something called meat on a stick, and I don't know what it is. Questionable at best, Mike from U of M.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it could
mystery
be
meat.
Could be a lot of different things.
All right. Let's get to Heather with the news.
All right, let's see. As the holiday weekend approaches, so does Michigan's legal fireworks window. So the 4th of July window for fireworks in Michigan actually opened on Sunday.
Okay.
So you might have been hearing some fireworks go off in the evening. State law says any time from June 29th to July 4th, you are legally allowed to set off fireworks as long as it's done before 11:45 p.m.
Okay.
So you're not supposed to be doing it into all hours of the morning, right? No. 2 a.m. fireworks. State law also requires that consumer-grade fireworks only be lit from personal property. It is illegal to ignite fireworks on public property, including streets and sidewalks, which is funny because when I was a kid, I remember we always did the fireworks from the middle of the street. Like, that's where we always live.
Right, it's the furthest from anybody's home.
Yeah. You can't do it on school property, church property, or any other person's property without their permission. State law also makes it illegal to discharge fireworks when intoxicated or under the influence of drugs. Mm. So there's a whole long list of things you should always do and things you should never do. Most of it's common sense. They also say, hey, be careful with sparklers and kids. Like, you might think like, oh, these are innocent little fireworks, but a lot of kids are getting harmed either from just being poked by the sparkler stick or from being burned badly by a sparkler as well. So exercise caution when it comes to those
supervision
fireworks.
Is key.
Yeah, without a doubt. It rained cash in Detroit on Friday.
I saw this. This was cool.
You try to find positive stories, and sometimes it's hard to find positive stories mixed in with all the sadness that's going on. And this is kind of neat. A helicopter dropped money over Detroit's east side in honor of an important member of the community. Darnell Thomas was this community pillar. He was known for his generosity. He was also known for loving his family, all his neighbors, and he had a love for classic cars. Well, this money drop took place during a massive block party celebration honoring his life. And his son basically said this money drop was his last blessing to everyone. Got a helicopter. Made it rain.
It's kind of cool.
Yeah.
It's cool.
That's awesome.
I don't know. I mean, how cool would it be just like, oh my gosh. Catching a $20 bill. I mean, I don't know if it was 20s or ones or whatever it was, but either way.
Well, you want to go single so you get the most effect.
Exactly.
So you feel you're dropping the most.
Exactly. Pretty cool.
Well, that's technically when you're making it rain.
Very true.
A lot of singles.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Not so cool. Cedar Point's new roller coaster, Siren's Curse, opened on Saturday.
Highly anticipated, right?
The lineups were long. I mean, people were waiting hours to ride this ride, but it wasn't without some technical glitches, you could say. Some riders were left suspended in the coaster's signature
tilt position
for about 10 minutes.
Ugh.
Some sort of malfunction. It wasn't due to what I'm going to tell you next, this power outage that took place. It was something different, actually. The ride was restarted. The passengers completed their ride. It sounds like it was closed down for about 25 minutes when, you know, technicians inspected it. But later in the day, there was a big power outage at the park, impacted big sections of the park. Many rides were shut down. Attractions were closed. That was because of a car accident. A car crashed into a utility pole right near the park, caused a massive power outage, which also, I'm wondering, could have left people stuck on rides as well.
Sure. I
absolutely could have.
Can you imagine in that tilt position? The anticipation of having watched it while you've been there, okay, you're sitting there working out the timing, all right? When they tilt and it clicks, it's 1,001, 1,002, boom. And then 1,001, 1,002, nothing. Okay, wait. Can you imagine the anticipation of any second that thing could go?
You know, no, I can't. And then when you look at the pictures of it, how it kind of like breaks off from the track.
Yeah.
It's not like if you're the front person on that ride, and it stops like that. Like, where are you getting down?
Right.
Well, I don't think there. I gotta imagine there's a way out.
Well, you know, on some of the roller coasters, if you're stuck at the top, you can always see those little steps that go down. Like, you could exit the car and walk down these steps. There, you're just.
Yeah.
You're
trapped.
Yep.
Stuck.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Heather with the news coming up next. Malik Beasley. Come on, man. It's 97.1.
At First Merchants Bank, they believe that the real value comes from building strong communities and even stronger relationships. With their new branch opening in the Fitzgerald neighborhood of Detroit, First Merchants Bank is excited to offer a banking experience that's welcoming, attentive, and dependable. They have an easy-to-use, secure, and highly rated app that makes everyday banking a breeze, allowing you to manage your accounts on the go, and I use it every single day. Their local attentive bankers are your partners in success. They're going to take the time to get to know you. As I mentioned, build those relationships, give you some sound advice, and provide solutions that work for you. It's exactly what they've done for me over the years and for my family, so they're my personal financial partner. They have a passion for fostering community development, and their team is committed to helping you and your neighborhood prosper. Experience the difference of banking with an award-winning bank that truly cares about your financial journey. All you have to do is visit firstmerchants.com/Fitzgerald to learn more about how they can support you as well. That's firstmerchants.com/Fitzgerald. First Merchants Bank, helping you prosper. Member FDIC.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus, free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It's cartoonish, that changeup from Tarek Skubal. Got 15 whiffs on the changeup, 13 strikeouts. Ho-hum, career high, Sunday Night Baseball, packed house.
It's what he does.
Did it in 93 pitches. 13 strikeouts in 93 pitches. What kind of witchcraft is that? It's beautiful. And loved it because we hadn't had Sunday Night Baseball at Comerica Park since 2017. I don't even think we deserved it in 2017. Right? I mean, the team wasn't very good. This team deserved that stage.
Yep.
And
they came through.
And they did. City did too. Looked great on TV.
It did. It came across. It was, obviously, we all talked about it last week. Skubal start. Sunday Night Baseball, we were excited about it. Karp came through with the home run, came through with the triple. I know he ended up, you know, tweaking that hammy. We don't know how bad that is right now or how long he might be out, but it was going to be a Skubal start. And we had a chance to share with the rest of the country what is going on in Detroit.
Yeah, because I think if you're not in the day-to-day like we are, like you're out in your Arizona, you're in Kansas City,
right,
California.
You see some highlights every once in a while.
How are they so good? How does this team have... They're the same record as the Dodgers? And we're not as good as the Dodgers. I want to be very clear about that.
Record says we are.
We're not. But you wonder how the hell are the Tigers doing this, and what better showcase than Tarek Skubal? It's a good time. We're going to spend more time on the Tigers as the show rolls on. We have to get into both the Red Wing weekend. Hey, they added a goalie. And Malik Beasley, the investigation into the Pistons free agent, who had a deal on the table, John, 3 years, $42 million. That deal, off the table. He's being investigated for his role in betting on games and props from his time in Milwaukee. I know everybody's first thought was, suddenly the Knicks series makes sense. But this is about the Milwaukee Bucks tenure of Malik Beasley.
Anytime something like this comes up, it's gonna throw into question everything he's ever done in professional sports, and it's hard to imagine in today's day and age that somebody would do something like this. Now, it's an accusation; he's being investigated. There's no charges. There's no formal, you know, charges of anything.
But it's serious enough that the Pistons are looking elsewhere.
Well, it's serious enough that they're saying, let's hold off on this contract.
Well, but they can't wait. They got to sign other people.
So they are going to have to sign other people. And it's been, you know, reported that they're kicking the tires on Caris LeVert. I don't know that that's a great option. Duncan Robinson opted out of his contract yesterday. That seems to be a little bit of a better option.
He's not a guy I want to play 30 minutes a night in the NBA. He's a shooter, but he's a limited player outside of that. Beasley was the team's second leading scorer. Beasley hit 400 threes. Beasley had a real shot to win Sixth Man of the Year. Beasley was a guy who had bought into
Detroit.
I mean, he had roots in Detroit, and he had written about it. And it's so frustrating because it looked like he was finally getting himself in order here. I mean, he's dealt with some stuff in his past, and it felt like, okay, fine. You reset, change the scenery, part of this team, and now he's not part of this team. And they have a real problem filling in that void. Chaz Lanier, I like the pick.
Yeah.
He's second round player. He's not Malik Beasley as a rookie.
No, he's not going to be your second leading scorer rookie season coming out of the second round.
No, maybe he'll play 15 minutes tonight. I think that'd be great. It's not going to be Malik Beasley. How do you feel about this just from like a how dare you perspective? Like, what a dumbass to get roped into this in the first place.
Well, there's dumb and there's stupid. To me, the dumb is ignorance, and it's JMO with the app, and it's, you know, casino apps that he's using in the facility. And it was somewhat novel in regards to it was new, and maybe he wasn't familiar with the rules. It was supposed to be four games, and it was bumped down to two. All right, so now everybody is aware of that. Everybody in the NFL is aware of that. And there was education there. There were signs there. All of it should have been avoided, but it wasn't betting on football. It wasn't doing those type of things. Now, all of a sudden, you have a guy in today's day and age, and I include 2 years ago in today's day and age, where you've had these examples of individuals that have been caught because they have the ability to track your phone, because they have the ability to track all of these bets, and then you're making weird bets.
Right. Suspicious activity on random props for a player, large amounts of money from the same account, even if it's not Malik Beasley. I mean, no one's doing this under their own name, but it's guys who get in trouble. It's typically under a friend or a family member. Guys, they're looking for irregularities, and when they find them,
They investigate him,
which is what's going on with Malik Beasley right now. It's just like, you're a millionaire, dude. Clearly, it's about the thrill of gambling or something, but you have enough money, and you're a pending free agent at the time in Milwaukee, and you're a pending free agent now in Detroit. There's a lot more money on the line than what you're going to win on a rebound prop in January. There's way more money to be made by keeping yourself clean, avoiding this. The other thing that bothers me as this gets discussed is when people go, well, it's the leagues are in bed with these books. And you may feel a certain way about that, but it's not an excuse for breaking the rules, for throwing the integrity of the game out of the window because you want to make 10 grand or 50 grand.
Right. And there are ways, if you have an addiction, you just can't not gamble.
What does every single ad end with?
Well, yes, there's a phone number that you can call.
There are resources.
There are other things that you can gamble on.
Oh, sure, yeah. You can, if you're not actually trying to beat your gambling addiction, you just want to refocus it.
Sure.
How many NBA players are playing cards for money? I mean, that's like a bonding thing on these team planes, let alone stories of guys in casinos.
Yeah.
There's ways to scratch the itch. You make enough money to not put yourself in a bad spot. You want to gamble? Plenty of ways to do it without compromising yourself, your team,
yeah,
your finances.
And I think that's what the most frustrating thing is okay, you've got a player that's stupid, and allegedly. The Pistons, what was one of the big reasons why they went from 14 wins to 44? It was spacing. It was unlocking Cade. And it's not that they can't find somebody else to do that. And it's not because we think, well, okay, if Malik Beasley's not here, we're going to go back from 44 to 14 wins. That's not the case.
No.
But you thought that he was going to be a part of it for at least the next couple of years, that you would find ways, as Trajan Langdon said, to add on the margins, to roll this back with the young players, see who else steps up, along with having the constant that you believe Malik Beasley would be.
Well, and now you're in a spot of, we wanted to see them step forward. As of this morning, you're trying to hold back the dam,
mm-hmm,
right? Like, you got to secure and replace before we talk about taking a step forward. So rather than which small piece on the margin are they going to add to get 5% right, better, it's how do we not get 10% worse?
Right. How do we get back to where we were when the season ended? Now that we're not going to have, at least as of now, not going to have Malik Beasley.
Right. I don't know if there's a world where his value shoots down dramatically and this ends up like Terry Rozier, who there are headlines, Terry Rozier being investigated. He was playing games last April. I mean, I wouldn't bet on it, John, but I think we're in a spot where that's maybe the best case scenario for Malik, is he gets cleared and comes back on like a 1-year prove it deal.
Right.
The Pistons have to operate this week without him, because it could be Jontay Porter, who was banned for life and mm-hmm can't play in the NBA anymore. So the names that have been floated out there, you mentioned Mark Stein had Duncan Robinson and Caris LeVert. Now, Caris LeVert played in Cleveland when J.B. Bickerstaff was here. Right. He's nowhere near the jump shooter that Malik Beasley is.
No, and he's much further down his career than a Duncan Robinson. It's just the bummer of it is, instead of, like you mentioned, instead of adding on the margins and building on what you had last year, now you're trying to figure out, okay, how do we get to where we were at the end of last year and then add to the margins?
A name out there, Nikhil Alexander Walker. Basketball nuts are going to know who he is. He played for Minnesota, 3-and-D guy, shoots the three at a pretty decent clip. He's a name that people have connected with the Pistons. He's also a name that everybody else is going to try to add to.
Yeah.
And the latest was Atlanta was the front runner, according to Mark Stein. 248-539-9797. A lot at play here. As a Pistons fan, what was your first reaction when you saw Malik Beasley investigated betting on basketball? And where do they go from here? It's 97.1.
Hey, maybe this weekend you tried to get into that bathing suit, or maybe just somebody wanted to take a picture. You had a grad party and you're just not comfortable being in pictures or being in that bathing suit. I want you to think for just a moment what it would be like or feel like to be 40 pounds lighter. That is something that's possible within the next 40 days. That's right. You could lose up to 40 pounds in 40 days with Ideal You. And I know the program really works, because in those 40 days, I was able to lose 50 pounds with Ideal You. Book today, and Ideal You is going to give you a free body composition analysis. That's $150 value, absolutely free. And what they do with this numbers, with these numbers, is they're going to sit down with you, pair you with a weight loss coach, and then you're going to construct a plan that works for you. Ideal You is different than other weight loss companies because it works, and it works fast. Lose up to 40 pounds in 40 days, and maybe you're happy taking pictures again or getting into that bathing suit by the time midsummer rolls around. Book your free consultation right now at idealyou.us to get your body composition analysis. That's $150 value, absolutely free.
Probably had the over that night. 248-539-9797. I know that's out of bounds, John.
Well, it, okay, yes and no. Yes, it feels like it is, but as soon as something like this comes out, everything that he has done is, there's going to be question marks.
First ticket text. Did he bet on missed three-pointers in the playoffs? Signed, Ian. doesn't matter that if you click on the story, it talks about what happened in Milwaukee in the 23-24 right. season. People are going to remember what he did against the Knicks and go, was there a big Knicks better? Some New York money. Mm-hmm. If you're willing to compromise the integrity, you're being investigated. If the Pistons take this seriously enough to pull the deal off the table, yeah, it's a big deal. And that's what a texter says, is that actually felt like a team-friendly deal. 3 years, $42 million. Says that's what bothers me most. We're actually about to get him at a decent deal.
Well, and I don't have the statement in front of me.
From his representation.
Yeah,
who says
his representation.
It's an investigation, not a charge.
Right. I'm trying to find it.
But John, like, I'm not really all that wrapped up in Malik Beasley versus jail time. I'm just looking at this as a Detroit sports fan. And if the Pistons aren't offering him a deal anymore,
well,
it may as well be a conviction in the eyes of the court of basketball.
I understand that. And as we try and read into things, and maybe this was just a, hey, we got to get a statement out. It was a, you know, innocent until proven guilty. Get that. Normally, along with it, you hear, you know, looking forward to clearing my name, or, you know, from agent looking forward to clearing his name.
Yeah.
These are false allegations, or I mean, there's some declaration of innocence, and
you don't remember seeing that.
There wasn't anything, at least that was in the reported statement.
Texter says Beasley needs the same amount of slander that J-Mo got. This was pure stupidity. I would say more.
Yeah. Because more. I mean, J-Mo wasn't betting on football.
Right. Beasley is being investigated for betting on basketball, throwing the integrity of the game away. The biggest no-no you know as a professional athlete. Hey, you want to spend all night at the casino? Fine. You can't bet on the games you're playing in. Even if it's a Pete Rose, I only bet on my side to win.
Yeah.
It's well documented. Don't do that, dude. Texter says, Jim, you think people have money they don't need to gamble. The biggest gamblers in the world are rich people. Look at Barkley and Jordan. They're competitors. They chase that high.
Yeah, but I don't know that it's been reported that Barkley bet on basketball.
Not in the NBA games
to gamble on golf that they play in,
right.
and which is nothing wrong, you know, with that. You could, I mean, you could argue your
whatever,
personal taste, but
whatever.
Here's the actual statement by Malik Beasley's attorney. An investigation is not a charge. Malik is afforded the same right of the presumption of innocence as anyone else under the U.S. Constitution, and as of now, he has not been charged with anything.
End quote.
Yeah.
No more? Okay. 248-539-9797. Clearly part of this is now what do the Pistons do? And instead of having a conversation on getting better on the margins, it's trying to even stay where they were. Because three-point shooting was a big twist, a change from 2 years ago to last year. And Beasley was the biggest reason for it. What about the ticket texter who says we need to be done with prop bets? Too easy to exploit.
I don't necessarily agree with that. I mean, I know that they've talked about it on the college level, but not because of, you know, kids that have been betting on it or student athletes that have been betting on it. It's more of the threats that they've received because of some of the prop bets.
Oh, like angry people going, yeah. I bet you're rushing under or I guess over and
yeah.
you went under. I mean, we've seen a little bit of betting scandals in college too, though, and those players are susceptible
oh, sure.
because they're not making the money the pros are making. You could take props off the board. I like betting props, but I also want to know I'm betting props that are on a legitimate market and not that are being manipulated by the athletes playing in them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
In a perfect world, I'd get to bet all the props. But if the determination is these are compromised bets, I don't want to bet compromised bets.
No, but people still will. Even if you feel they're compromised, there's going to be a lot of people that still bet on it.
I want to bet with Beasley, not against him.
Right. It's one of those things where everything that you have done, and if it's just one isolated year for Malik Beasley against, it doesn't make it any better.
Yeah.
But everything he did before, everything he did last year, that was your initial reaction. Was there something that, you know, he shot poorly in the postseason? Was there something going on?
Right.
That's going to be the question that everybody has.
How about this, John in Lake Orion? I remember when Beasley reportedly begged officials not to trade him. Now I think we know why.
Oh, at the trade deadline there?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and then he wrote that statement to the fans right before the postseason play. This is where I want to be.
Do you think that was a lie?
No, I don't think that's a lie, but you know, it kind of rings a little hollow now, knowing that this was going on behind the scenes, and now he's trying to, you know, generate a little fan love, some sympathy.
we get ticket texts of people saying this is what happens when the leagues get in bed with the books. And I don't know that that would change anything. Malik Beasley or anybody, whether they're the official sponsor of the NBA, could still bet on themselves or against themselves for money, right?
Yes.
It wouldn't matter if you slapped a FanDuel logo on the broadcast or the court or not. If it's legal in the state and it's more accessible in the state, athletes could be tempted. To me, it doesn't matter if they're sponsors of the league or not. And if they're sponsors of the league, it still doesn't let the players off the hook. Like, Budweiser's a big sponsor of the NFL. You still have to follow the laws when it comes to alcohol. It's not like a player could get a DUI and go, well, it's not my fault. Budweiser's a big sponsor.
Right.
But, buddy, it doesn't matter if someone's a big sponsor of the NBA. It's legal, and you have to follow the rules that go with it.
And Malik Beasley is 28 years old. He is certainly old enough to be able to make grown-up decisions. And whether it maybe he has some type of gambling addiction, you just know. And having been in these locker rooms, in meetings, and I went through a rookie symposium in the NFL. One of the things that they talked about, even back then, before it was legal to bet on sports, was you don't bet on your sport. There was a lot of guys that had domestic violence issues, alcohol issues, drug issues, performance-enhancing drug issues. You could come back from all of those. The one thing you could never recover from was betting on your sport, betting on football for me. So, no, it was you are well-educated by the NFLPA, by the NFL itself, that you can't do this.
And the only thing that's changed is it's easier to do and it's advertised more, but it's still personal responsibility, dude.
Yeah.
You don't get let off the hook because it's easier to do. You still got to be a professional. And now Malik Beasley's thrown his entire professional career in jeopardy. 248-539-9797. All right, 9 o'clock hour. We're going to get into the Red Wings. They added a goalie. Everything else alongside this weekend left me feeling lukewarm. Kind of like that pasta salad that's been sitting out at your barbecue. We'll talk about the Red Wings weekend next. It's 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth.
I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.